Sikilo is a small village 250 kilometers southeast of Dakar where a few hundred people live in concrete huts. And the village chief, Aliou Njabi, is inspecting his fields. He grows groundnuts and millet. Aliou, like many farmers across Senegal, is waiting for the rainy season to start. He says the weather can be a real curse.
The weather is our bad luck. If you don't have the right information, then really, you are farming blind. For me, the most important thing is to have information about the weather.
Senegal's agriculture needs a lot of rain, so it's highly vulnerable to changes in climate patterns. Traditionally, Senegalese farmers relied on indicators from their environment to predict the weather. Mariama Keita is a farmer from Sikilo. She says this knowledge was passed down from one generation to the next.
With our traditions, we would say here that if a baobab has leaves, then we would know that soon it will rain or the birds are singing. That's how we worked. It was the signs and traditions our forefathers taught us.
Today, Mariama uses climate information sent to her via text message from ANACIM, the National Agency of Civil Aviation and Meteorology in Dakar. The weather reports are 98% spot on, she says. Usually a message will read, forecast, there will be rain in the vicinity of Kafrine, the region of Sikilo, in 2 hours. The project was launched in Sikilo in 2010, which became the first so-called climate smart village in Senegal. Ousmane Diaye, a climate researcher at ANACIM, has been involved since the beginning.
There are two things happening at the same time. There is an amount of rainfall is going less and less. Onset, the starting of the season, are, you know, move a little bit later and later. Actually, in the 1950s, we used to have good rain. Let's say, let's take just in the middle, in what they call the peanut basins in the middle of Senegal. They used to have like 800 millimeters on average. In the 1970s, there was a big drought throughout the Sahel. And now the rainfall really decreased and they have 500 millimeters. So it's a huge, you know, decrease of the rainfall.
Since 2000, a little improvement has been noted. Annual rainfall is up to 600 millimetres.
Mesdames, messieurs, heureux de vous retrouver pour la page météo, la côtière en collaboration.
To reach as many people as possible and help farmers cope with erratic weather, the local radio network got on board. Talle Dieng is the president of the radio network for Senegal that brings together 96 local radio stations.
L'ANACIM, ils ont appris. ANACIM
taught our presenters how to translate the weather bulletin into local languages. Today, our radio network even creates the climate data because ANACIM gave us rain gauges, taught the presenters how to read them, and we send that information back to them.
Mariama set aside a test plot last year, which she managed using the SMS weather information. ANACIM wanted to see how it would compare to the rest of the crops she grew, relying just on the environment to make farming decisions.
With the test plots, we've seen that the traditionally farmed plot is totally abnormal. Every time we have a higher yield in our climate field than in our traditional field.
Any changes in Senegal's weather has serious implications for the country's food security. Agriculture experts project that by 2050, Senegal could be getting 25% less yield from groundnut planting. But now Senegal's farmers are adapting and adding the mobile phone to their traditional tools of seeds and fertilizer. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Sikilo, Senegal.